We return now to the Dr. Carolyn Dean live radio show, along with her host, cohort, and good buddy, Ginny Sanders. Phone lines are open during live broadcast.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. Hour two, glad you're hanging with us. Hour two is always so much fun. We get to take callers. So I want to talk to Dr. Dean. We've got a lot of questions and answers here and people on the chat. Thanks for tuning into our YouTube channel as well. And be sure to like the Dream Vision 7 video and then subscribe so that you can get notifications the next time the show comes on so you don't miss it again. And we've got some great topics between now and the end of the year that you're going to enjoy hearing. Couple things, Carolyn. Let's go back to some of the questions that people were asking. I want to go to this question about Susie Mueller asking, will Pico help with neck pain or sore joints, or would you recommend another product? What do you have to say about that?
Well, we did have testimonials right from the beginning of Pico Silver. People telling us that their one woman, her shoulder joint, she'd had a frozen shoulder, I guess it was, for a long time. And she said when she started taking Pico Silver, it went away. And that happened a couple of times. And then it made me think about Chinese medicine when I took my Chinese medicine training, that the Chinese say, in order to protect the internal organs from infections, that the divergent meridians in the body, they say there are actually energy meridians that will divert the infection away from the internal organs, put it in the joints, which is supposedly a safer place. So definitely the Pico Silver could help sore joints, maybe neck pain as well, but then you're going to want to use the Remag. Remag is very important for the inflammation and maybe the calcification that occurs in the bones of the neck and also in joints. So a lot of pain in the feet is calcification, and that's where Remag can be very helpful. But if a person is with someone who's a pain in the neck, or a coworker or partner or family member, if they're a pain in the neck, you can get neck pain just as a reaction to that. So you look at the conflict that could be causing these symptoms as well. And then there's the yeast overgrowth. Some people will have sore joints and even neck pain from yeast overgrowth and the toxins that deposit. I think my neck pain was probably magnesium deficiency. So everybody's different. And again, you know, we don't prescribe these formulas for a condition. We tell people, you know, experiment with all the formulas in sufficient quantities and see what works best for you.
Very good. Very good. Yes, I remember the very first thing that happened. We did the video, and here's the resource that you can also look at, Susie, which was called it was about Pico Silver and what did you call it? Subclinical
infections, yeah.
Infections. And I remember hearing that webinar, and as you were teaching it, thinking to myself that that must have been what had happened when both Julie and Vicky, who works in customer service, and I got the Pico Silver at the same time. And we swore up and down. We felt like we were high for like 3 weeks. There was just pure euphoria. And I was like, oh, okay, that could explain it then. Maybe whatever like little pig penish kind of level of yick underneath the let, you know, my skin or whatever just got swept out and cleaned up. So I always had my own personal experience with Pico Silver, just being so energized when we first got it. And it still mm-hmm. does that. Mm-hmm. But I think that that might be clearing out or swabbing out that low level of infection that's just in everybody's body, mm-hmm. that it just kind of carries away and deals with.
Right. Yeah. We don't know how much better we could feel until we are saturated with the nutrients the body requires. That's all.
Yep.
And we have that opportunity. And luckily, maybe a majority of our customers realize that. They'll start with Remag and feel good and say, wow, what else can I take? And, you know, they add things and feel better and better. So, yeah, you can feel as good as you want to feel.
Yep, absolutely. Now, Maya is asking, she says, can increasing vitamin D without increasing magnesium create symptoms like achy joints? I take 8,000 IUs of vitamin D. And just started to take K2 with it, would 90 to 120 of K2 be fine? And so I asked how much magnesium she is taking with the D, and she says she's only taking a half a teaspoon of Remag. She was taking a teaspoon, but then went down because she was getting itchy hands, and then wanted to increase the Remag after that subsided. And she also wants to know if increasing vitamin D without increasing magnesium can cause muscle and nerve pain.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's our whole thesis about vitamin D. I forget now how many steps. Is it 8 of 13 steps in activating vitamin D require magnesium? So when you take a good amount of vitamin D, you are going to be pulling your magnesium into that function away from your nerves and your muscles. So when you, a daily dose of Remag should probably be about 2 teaspoons. And if you're going to take extra vitamin D, all of a sudden you might need an extra half teaspoon. And the vitamin K2, I mean, that's where with our vitamin D, K2, we put them in balance. And I did notice, Jenny mentioned the Grassroots Health. I noticed Grassroots Health had something about the ratio between, is there a ratio of vitamin D to vitamin K? And I haven't even read this or listened to this yet, but I don't know what it says. There's a doctor here who's big on bone health, but she doesn't give enough magnesium either. So I guess what I'd say about our vitamin D is I put the vitamin D and K2 together so that there wouldn't be too much K2, because there's some controversy about using too much K2.
Carolyn, also the K2 just drives the calcium into the bone. It's not to activate the the vitamin D. And right. I think that's a big distinction here, because you're talking about taking a higher dose of vitamin D, which could be great. And she also said, I think that she's having a little bit of, problem with the breathing that comes from I got them scrambled up here. So yeah, I mean, K2 drives the calcium into the bone, but it's not the same as the 8 steps to activate vitamin D that magnesium requires.
Yeah, very nice, very good. Okay, so hopefully that gives you some words to look at, Maya. Personally, I would be increasing my Remag.
Right. What do we think about Remag creating itchy hands?
Oh, that can be just the immune system starting to dump yeast and yeast toxins coming out. Anything itchy, rashy in the midst of doing our protocol indicates that the body's trying to dump infections. So it's a good thing. But you might think, oh, no, I got a side effect. But what you do is then look at the potential you have for yeast overgrowth and just get more proactive about it.
Right. Like cutting out wheat, sugar and dairy, which in, you know, those order, not necessarily any order, but just eliminating one of those three will probably be very helpful, especially when it comes to itchy hands.
Right. And then the Picosilver and Flora Revive, if you're trying to get overcome a yeast overgrowth problem.
New Earth Television said Picosilver is great. The RNA drops, I believe, made my last meditation extra powerful. I believe that too. The Flora Refresh Spray is great for all over use, not just my hands. All the products are working together to heal and restore. So thank you. That's very sweet. Yes, I agree about your meditation. Very expansive. And the other thing I want to say, Susie was talking about her symptoms of neck pain and sore joints. And also she's got a cough, our long haul symptoms from the no-name virus going on for 9 weeks. So what's really interesting, audience, is exciting, is Dr. Dean, the author of The Magnesium Miracle, is going to be talking with Dr. Taylor Wallace, researcher extraordinaire, this week about his most recent research paper, the relationship between magnesium and long COVID. And we don't know all that Taylor's going to say, but it sounds like it's pretty exciting, his findings that magnesium is highly supportive and required to, because many people go into COVID with the magnesium deficiency already pre-existing.
Wow. Yeah, that's going to be fun. I wonder what I'll say.
I wonder what you will say. You'll say, tell me all, Taylor.
Tell me all. Yeah, he's such a sweetheart. Yeah. I mean, this guy's everywhere. Well, he's in Guatemala right now working on a children's study. He does the Dr. Oz show frequently. I mean, he's just a ball of energy, and we're so happy that he loves us and is working with us. He's doing our next study is down Colorado, working with cyclists, and he somehow even talked the IRB board, Institutional Review Board of the university there, into doing muscle biopsies to find out what our REMAG does at the mitochondrial level. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah,
so very exciting.
Very exciting. So we'll have a lot of updating for you next show on long COVID. We may not be able to talk about it in all of its detail, but you know, Carolyn, she'll be excited when she finds out exactly what the relationship between magnesium is. And Taylor already wrote about it. You can Google Dr. Taylor Wallace, magnesium and COVID, and you'll find his earlier paper from 2020. Talking about the role of magnesium deficiency and COVID susceptibility. So it's definitely a thing, it's out there, and it's definitely a reality that a lot of people who did encounter the COVID issue were deficient in magnesium and vitamin D, of course. I mean, those are the two predominant things. And then the third one, of course, being zinc, which would describe why people were having no taste, no smell, which is zinc deficiency indicator. So you get those things, you've got yourself covered, and then we're going to get into recovery. So hang in there, Susie. And
nebulize.
Nebulize the Pico Silver. Yeah. My wife has a low red and white blood count. Would Pico Silver help this?
Don't know. I personally, if I had low white and red blood count, would be taking Pico Silver, you know, even 3 teaspoons a day and see what happens. Blood is family. So you look at the conflict of what's going on with the family that could be causing the blood to be affected.
Wow. Okay. Very good. And also somebody just texted me a testimonial, Carolyn, that I wanted to read to you about Pico Silver. She said, Great show tonight. I am sending you this testimonial for Pico Silver. 2 years ago, I had a lumpectomy, and after the radiation was finished, I had a round burn patch on my breast resulting from that. For the whole month of the sessions, I put Pico Silver in my water every day. I attribute that protocol to the burn healing very fast and diminishing very quickly afterwards. Thank you to Dr. Dean for her products and helping people to heal. And you are so welcome. Thank you for texting me. Mm-hmm. So good to hear from you. Yeah, that's absolutely awesome.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right. So let's take do you have things you want to do, Carolyn? I think we're caught up on the chat line. Thanks, everybody, for being so active and wonderful tonight. We've got phone callers on the line. Again, you've got the number here. And of course, Deborah puts it up every week, which is 646-558-8656. And then you hit the ID 8836953587. Also, if you're on the chat line, give us a little feedback on the Men's Health Show last week. What did you think? Or did you just think it was amazing and all the people were fantastic and we had such a good time? And let us know if there's any other topics that you'd like us to consider between now and the end of the year. So, Carolyn, would you like to talk to some people?
Sure. Let's go to the phones.
Okay, very good. All right, so area code 718, hit *6 on your phone to unmute. Area code 718. Go ahead, please.
Hello, Dr. Dean. This is Alan from Brooklyn, and hello, Jenny.
Hi, Alan.
How are you? I have a couple of quick questions tonight. First of all, the health show, the men's health show was phenomenal last week. It was great having it on. I really appreciated it, and I'm planning on listening to it again. I'm going to review it later.
Nice.
Two questions. I have a 2.5-year-old grandson who every time he gets a cold starts getting into wheezing, and his mother's been giving him stuff like albuterol, I guess. And he also gets a low oxygen level. How much Pico Silver would you recommend for him?
If it were my grandson, I mean, the parts per million, the dosage is very low. What is it, Jenny? 100?
I think it's 20,000 parts per million, or am I confusing?
Ours is just 20 parts per million. The Pico Silver? Yeah.
Pico Silver. It's 20. What would I do? I'd probably just start with a teaspoon a day, you know, put it in his drinking water.
Don't even bother with putting in a nebulizer.
And I would nebulize. Because if he's had it long term, you know, the body wants to heal the lungs. And I would nebulize. Do you think your daughter or son will do that?
My grandson, he would definitely take, whether she would give it to him. I'll ask her. I mean, there's only one way to find out. it's better than going to a pulmonologist. number two question. For the last, I have to tell you, I've increased my D3K2 reset to 3 pills a day because I really want to get my vitamin D level up. But I've been finding recently I've been getting what I feel is AFib attacks. Now, I've also simultaneously, because even when I was at 2 pills, I found my magnesium level was dropping. So I couldn't believe how easy it was to go up. I went up from 1.5 teaspoons to 2 teaspoons of magnesium. Do you think it's a magnesium issue because of all the vitamin D?
I do. That's what happens. And you know, the body may sort itself out, but in the beginning, when you increase vitamin D, you have to increase your REMAG. And if you've got a history of AFib, then you should be on, 2 to 3 teaspoons a day anyway.
I'm going to go, I was never able to get myself over 1.5 teaspoons, so I went up and raised my vitamin D levels. So I think I'm going to go for 2.5 teaspoons. Half a teaspoon.
And Alan, do you sip it or try to sip through the day?
Oh, I always sip it through the
day. Yeah. So what you're saying is if you had gone to 2 teaspoons of REMAG before the addition of the extra vitamin D, you would have gotten the laxative effect.
Absolutely. I couldn't even get to 1.75 teaspoons. And now in a week I went up to 2 teaspoons and I had no problem. I couldn't believe it.
So that's because your REMAG was necessary and needed for your vitamin D. So there's another, you did your own experiment on the importance of the two of them together.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you, I also had when I had taken my Grassroots Health, my magnesium dropped from 74 to 49 or something like that in about 6 months. So that shows that my magnesium was going down. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mine did the same. Went down when my vitamin D went up. But we'll get to a balance point and figure it all out. But it's kind of fun. I know you're kind of an experimenter too. So
I have to tell you, Dr. Dean, I've actually got my wife finally, I got her on only not that much yet, but I got her up to a quarter of a teaspoon of magnesium and she's taking a quarter teaspoon of Remite, and I'm slowly increasing her in increments of an eighth of a teaspoon because she always used to complain about getting side effects. But so far, everything's working perfectly. I'm really excited about it.
Well, that's wonderful. Okay. And you're one of our you know, best men examples. Ginny gets after me for teasing the men that, you know, why should I even bother with the men? They don't care about their health. But you definitely are.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, a very good example. I appreciate you. Right, Ginny?
I appreciate you. You're amazing. You're absolutely, you're the best of the best. You're a gift from God. That's all I can say.
Oh, thank you, Alan. And I will not let it go to my head. I promise you that.
Thank you.
Okay, anything else besides?
That's all. I'll let somebody else have a chance. Thank you.
Right. And then there's Ginny too, Alan. What do you think of Ginny?
Ginny's also, I said, like, Ginny's like the older sister or something or other. I mean, she's been phenomenal. And I'm sure she's younger than me, but I think of her as an older sister.
Oh, aww. That's so sweet. Yeah, we have such an amazing team, Alan. I mean,
the whole team, the people there in customer support are out of this world. I mean, I really feel like we should be paying you a lot more money than we do for the stuff that you sell. But no complaints. You don't have to raise the prices on that.
No. We won't. Well, thank you so much, Alan. I'm so glad you're doing better and that your wife is able to take the formulas.
We'll get her. Now that I have a measuring device that goes to an eighth of a teaspoon, we're going to sneak it in there an extra eighth of a teaspoon at a time.
Yep.
And I mix hers also in a bottle of water, shake it up, and make her sip it the whole day.
But what about, do you use the vitamin C reset berry powder?
So I haven't been really good about taking vitamin C. I do take a half teaspoon of Pico Silver on a regular basis, and I've been taking the RNA reset drops. That I'm not as religiously taking them, but I should be taking them more. Right. And I even tried the Pico Potassium, by the way.
Mm. Well, what if Ginny sent you a complimentary bottle of our vitamin C reset berry powder, would you take it?
Sure. Why not?
Okay. Yep. And that will help your wife, the taste of it. So it's like she's drinking
it. To mix it with her other stuff. I get
it. Right. For the berry soda. So Ginny, will you help Alan with that?
Yep. I'm going to do it right now.
Okay.
Very nice of you. Thank you very, very much. Have a great evening.
You're welcome. Bye, Alan. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Alan. Bye.
Bye.
There we go.
If you're on the line and you want to talk to Dr. Dean, you've got to hit star 9 on your keypad. We'll let me know you have a question or comment and I'll put you on with Dr. Dean. Otherwise, we will continue to chitty chat away. There's a couple raised hands, so let me get to those. And again, you've got the number 646-558-657 and then the ID 8836953587. In one day, we are going to get that situated, but for now, it's just a lot of numbers, but it doesn't matter because it leads to Dr. Dean. So let's go to area code 613-613. If you can *6 your phone or hit the blue button, area code 613. I'll put you on the line with Dr. Dean. Area code 613. Well, we know you're there because you were just clicking away. Area code 613. Oh, there you go. Yay. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. It's Margaret.
Hi, Margaret. Good to hear your voice. What do you have for us
nice.
Today?
I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm really so excited to tell you that Bill is doing so well with those 3 teaspoons of Pico Silver in his water every day. I can't tell you. I mean, the urine runs so clear in that catheter, and you know what? I bought a rebounder a few months ago, and he's on that, and it's amazing.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
it's just, it's wonderful, and I do up our jugs at night. I do it all, and I do all our water in one jug, and then I take out of that, all through the day, and the catheter is causing some constipation things, but I'm playing with the Remag, and the vitamin C powder, and overall at 89, we're doing pretty good, Dr. Carolyn. Thanks to you.
Oh, thank you, Margaret. Yeah. You sound great. I mean, you sound like a
kid. I'm feeling pretty good. I'm a little tired sometimes, but honest to God, I don't know what I'd do without your products. I can't believe my energy. I can't believe it. You know, he's sleeping well, which is wonderful, I'm grateful.
Do you think the
I'm grateful.
Do you think the prostate is changing, shifting?
Decreasing?
Yeah.
I don't know. I wasn't very pleased with the urologist we went to, so my doctor is trying to get us into another one.
Yeah.
So I guess I'll have to wait for that appointment to see just where we're at. And I think because of the constipation, it kind of makes me think that it's still kind of, But I'm giving him the teaspoon of zinc in his water every day, like you suggested, and with the dementia and everything. But it's still it's amazing. He's happy, and he's we're doing lots of things to stimulate, and it's there's a lot of gifts in it too.
Right. What about doing some natural calm or getting a magnesium citrate to have a laxative effect, since you've got to work around that prostate?
Because he was stabilized at 1.5 teaspoons, and I have him up to 3.5.
You do need more of a medicinal laxative effect, and you can do that with magnesium citrate.
Okay. How much would I give him? Do I just have to kind of find out, or
you have to kind of find out, titrate it, start with a teaspoon and work up.
Okay, and then I decrease the Remag.
When he starts getting the laxative effect, then you cut back the magnesium citrate. The Remag at 3 or whatever. Could be very
3.5.
3.5 could be very helpful for him. So,
I thank you so much for your products. I'm telling you, I still tell everybody about them, and it's so real and so sincere. I'm just and your customer service, and of course now I'm dealing with Lorraine quite a bit too, right? Because of
in Canada.
Finally, eh?
Well, finally and very kindly. I mean, the Canadian government is just, they just hate bringing anything in.
It's awful. Yeah.
But anyway,
it's ridiculous.
It's great that we got
persevered.
Yeah, it's great that we got as far as we've gotten, and Lorraine is an absolute joy. And that is, we're in the process of testing our affiliate process right now, or our process with her. But what we're doing is actually having to redirect the orders to our fulfillment center and send them up there so that we can get them out for her, because we're still trying to get things approved. But Lorraine herself is just an absolute joy, and she's so much fun to work with, isn't she?
Yeah. She's a doll. And I have to give Julie kudos too, because Julie's my friend. Oh my God.
It's so funny, Margaret. Some friends of mine over here, a couple of guys, actually older gentlemen, they talk about Julie all the time. Oh, I was talking to Julie. I said, you mean I'm paying Julie a salary to talk to you guys? I mean, what? I'm paying her to be your friend. Is that what you're telling me? And that's what our customer service is so awesome. Doug will take calls, after work, for
Yes, I've had Doug quite a bit too. He's wonderful too. They're all wonderful. Oh my goodness.
I know.
it's delightful, but I just wanted to call you tonight. I hadn't talked to you for quite a while, and I know we've emailed, and I'm so appreciative because I'm just doing everything I can, and I was actually doing castor oil packs and hot water bottles for a while there with Bill, and anyway, I'm doing what I want to do, what I have to do, and I know the way through you. So I can't thank you enough. You're just a gem, an absolute gem.
Thank you so much. And again, I will not let that go to my head.
Okay. Nor Jenny. She's a doll too.
Very good.
But thank you all so much.
Thank you. Give our love to Bill. Thank you.
I will. And you know, it'll be 7 years in March since we started on the products.
I was going to say, Margaret, I mean, I remember because that was 2014. Yeah. So 2015.
Yep.
March of 2015. And we were over on Timber Carolyn all the way back in the day with that little, oh God, that's so fun, Margaret.
Isn't that something? I actually was one of the lucky ones. I had a consult with Carolyn before you had to give it up, Carolyn.
Yeah.
Right. Yes. I found the minute I found that I was just recommending my products to my consulting clients, I said, I can't do this. Then Jenny stepped in and started training our customer service. Melody Rose was the first person, you know, people who, you know, Melody Rose was on a dozen or more, probably 20 medications. So she got herself all
she was lovely
organized.
She's another gem. Boy, I tell you, all these gems you have. But thank you so much. I'll let somebody else come on, but I just really wanted to say thank you. I just know we wouldn't be where we are without you.
Yes.
So thank you.
Margaret,
you're our dream of a doctor.
Wait a minute. I just have to say this. Margaret is not only the sweetest person in the whole wide world, but you know, she took our formulas. Margaret, do you remember when you did this? You took our formulas to John of God all the way in Brazil.
Yes.
Remember?
Yes, I remember that.
You were so sweet. She was hauling our little bottles everywhere.
You know what I did a lot? I didn't know if they let me across with them. So what I did, I put them in and used little homeopathic liquid bottles. You should have seen all the little bottles.
Funny. Oh my gosh, that is so sweet.
Because I didn't know, you know, I mean, sometimes they don't let certain things across, right?
Yeah.
And I didn't know, so I just used these empty homeopathic liquid bottles. I put them all in there.
Funny.
Because I wasn't going to be without my stuff.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you are just such a sweetheart. I'm so glad you called.
Thank you. Take care, everybody.
Take care. Bye, Margaret.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. What a love. Yeah. That's what keeps us going. All those wonderful people like Alan and Margaret and
Right. I think Margaret used to have little soirees where she would, you know, gather all her friends and lecture about our formulas.
She did. She had a girlfriend party and she would give away. She would call me. She'd say, Jenny, can you send me a free bottle of Pico of Remag? I want to give it away as a prize. And she'd give away a bottle and have all of her girlfriends over and read them chapters out of the book.
Oh my gosh. That's so cute.
I could have ever figured out how to get Margaret to do customer service from Canada, I would have. I mean, it would have been not effective cost-wise, but, and of course she's retired. She's a beautiful career woman. Margaret's done a lot in her life. She's a very accomplished woman, but yes, I was just, I do love her. She's such a dear and all of our customers. I mean, we just have such great customers. Now, I will say this, Carolyn, I want to read this into the record. Sonia typed in and said, in answer to the other customer, Nara, Pico Silver did raise my blood count last month after it being very low for over 8 months.
Wow.
And she was also using the zinc. So she had zinc and pico silver, and her blood count went up. So
Wow.
There you go, guys, right there on the fly. There's the customer community coming to bat for one another. And Diana Orlando typed in a question and said, Margaret just struck a chord with me. My dad is 87 and he seems to do a lot of sleeping. When I come back in the afternoon, he's sleeping and he does so through the morning. Any thoughts on what I should do?
Well, it means he's dealing with, I guess, low energy. And we know that magnesium is important in the Krebs cycle and making the ATP energy molecules. Six of the eight steps of the Krebs cycle require magnesium. So I don't know what you have him on, Diana, but certainly REMAG at 2.5-3 teaspoons a day is going to be helpful. And you can start people right away on minerals and the vitamin C reset berry powder. You make him up a liter bottle of the REMAG and the berry powder and say, just drink this through the day. And you don't start with the 2.5 teaspoons. You start with a quarter teaspoon. And each new bottle you make up, you add another quarter teaspoon until he's, you know, if there's a complaint about the laxative effect at 2 teaspoons, then just keep it at a teaspoon and 3/4. But that's what will help. And, you know, we don't have a clue what's going on with your dad, but you start with the REMAG.
Okay. Very good. Very good. Excellent. All righty. Yes. Let's see what else we have to do. Did you have testimonials you wanted to read, Carolyn? We've got about 20 minutes to the top of the show.
Right. Well, what I had, somebody in customer service, I think a question came through about Lyme disease. And I wondered what have I written about Lyme disease? And turns out in Reset the Yeast Connection, I have a whole section on Lyme. And let me just tell you what this customer said and then, you know, my response. Hi, Dr. Carolyn. I recently found out about you, your products, and community of support. I've listened to numerous podcasts and I've been reading your website. I have added to the depth of my health knowledge extensively so far. My underlying premise of health is that it is broken down by yeast overgrowth and mineral deficiencies. Oh, this is me talking. Yeah, I should put a star. So I had emailed this answer. So I tell this person, my premise of health is that yeast overgrowth and mineral deficiencies drive chronic problems. And that's the focus of my complement formulas. So she says my first order arrived the other day, starting low and slow. Look forward to continued health rejuvenation. I heard some mention of Lyme disease several times. Would you please share your perspective of Lyme disease? I realize the approach to support the body can be different if it is chronic or acute. So I said, when I was in practice, I did not treat Lyme disease. It hadn't even started then. They say it came out of a lab in Long Island in a county called Lyme. So I have no clinical experience, I said. However, I did write about it in chapter 6 of my book, Reset the Yeast Connection. Here's that text. So I sent the text, but people can download the free ebook and read what I have to say about Lyme. It's a spiral keet, recognized in 1975 in Lyme, Connecticut. That's the name. I don't claim to treat it, but I outline the specifics of how the complement formula can support the body against Lyme. And I say most Lyme literate doctors use magnesium as part of their treatment protocol. Some say at least 80% of Lyme sufferers are magnesium deficient. I say that 80% of the general population is deficient in magnesium. So I would put the Lyme population even higher. But like most practitioners, they tell their patients to take magnesium to the point of bile tolerance. However, with the creation of the picometer stabilized iron form of magnesium REMAG, Lyme patients can take enough magnesium to become saturated, open up the 1000 enzyme systems in the body, and activate 80% of metabolic functions. Magnesium saturation helps alleviate many Lyme symptoms affecting the nerves and muscles, helps decrease the infectious load, detoxifies heavy metals, and supports hormone function. Of course, I would be adding picosilver here. And treating yeast, most Lyme patients have been, this is a sidebar, most Lyme patients have been on antibiotics, so they definitely have yeast overload on top of everything else. Number two, thyroid and adrenal function are compromised in Lyme disease. Instead of hormone replacement therapy for these organs, I recommend a multiple mineral called Remite. 9 of the 12 minerals support thyroid hormone production. Remite, along with the methylated and food-based bees in Realign, supports adrenal function and stimulates the immune system. When the thyroid is compromised and thyroid hormones are reduced, a lower body temperature results, which is more compatible with Lyme and yeast overgrowth. So you have to treat the thyroid. Number four, picosilver solution is part of the rotating antifungals in the yeast reset detox. Most, if not all, Lyme doctors use silver as part of their protocol to support the structure and function of the immune system. And of course, as you've heard today, our picosilver is far superior to any colloidal products. Number five, gentle detoxification is a necessary part of Lyme treatment. Realign contains two sulfur-based amino acids, taurine and methionine. The sulfur molecule in these amino acids is important for fueling the sulfur detox pathways in the liver. Methionine is a precursor to the body's most important antioxidant, glutathione. The methyl groups in four of the B vitamins and Realign support the methyl detox pathways in the liver. Yeast toxins, toxins from all infectious organisms, heavy metals, and chemicals are all addressed by this form of detoxification with the Realign. Number six, I recommend a yeast detox and yeast diet or keto diet to most of my clients and customers. I think the keto diet is especially important in Lyme disease because avoiding fats can lead to weakening of the fatty layer and cell membranes. So the keto diet has fats. So you don't want a You don't want a carb diet and low fat diet if you're trying to keep your nerve cell membranes intact. So there's a fatty layer in all cell membranes, and including, the neurons in the brain. Lyme is called a neurological disease that is escalating at a time when our nerves are frayed. They're frayed from lack of magnesium as well as lack of fat. Seven, MTHFR genetic variation is often identified in Lyme patients. I do not say genetic mutation. That implies something, you know, that people think is very serious. It's a variation. And we can work with it. I spoke earlier about the controversy surrounding this variation and mentioned that one of our dietary supplements, Realign, contains 4 methylated B vitamins that can address the MTHFR problem. Number eight, Lyme doctors find they have to treat parasites in their patients. Therefore, I recommend rereading the section above on parasites, considering using diatomaceous earth. You can mix it with your psyllium and bentonite. You can take 1 teaspoon daily. So yes, you'd have to go to the book and read about the parasite section in the book. Bob's going to the beach. Bye, Bob. Okay. And diatomaceous earth is interesting. It is a natural antiparasite. And in number 9, looking at total biology. Now, this is fascinating. when I look at chronic disease, I try to find the conflict involved through a medical specialty called total biology. When I attended workshops on total biology, my teacher, Gilbert Renault, naturopath, reported on 6 clients with Lyme disease that consulted him. Dr. Renault said that the conflict behind Lyme is separation from the family. Either a person tried to get away from the family or is banished from the family, or an ancestor was banished from the family and the client reenacts that banishment. He mentioned that Irish and Scottish cultures don't like to leave their homeland. For a Scottish person, it's difficult to be away from the clan. The subconscious notion is that if you are with your clan, you survive. People in North America or Australia may express Lyme as a result of this conflict. One client was a woman from New Zealand. She was out of her pack, her clan, and had a Lyme reaction. When she's back in Ireland, she feels like she felt like she didn't belong. And in New Zealand, she was separated from her descendants. In their consultation with my teacher, the woman talked about this type of separation, and then her symptoms were exacerbated and then resolved. Sometimes people diagnosed with Lyme don't even have a tick bite, but are diagnosed with the concept. Now that's kind of deep and heavy, but it's also very interesting that there can be a conflict with these conditions. So I go on. I mean, there's a lot more words. Maybe I'll just do the next part. The recent epidemic of Lyme disease and other tick-borne diseases and co-infections is a result of the perfect storm of widespread magnesium deficiency, lack of fat in the diet, deficiency of thyroid hormones, MTHFR gene variations, environmental toxicity, GMOs, EMF radiation, and much more. Together, they make the body vulnerable to layers of infections and toxicity. The immune system tries valiantly, but it cannot cope without the proper building blocks. However, when it is given the structural support with the proper nutrients, things begin to turn around. So, I think we've had, many customers who've said, I was diagnosed with Lyme or whatever. And then we never say, well, we can treat Lyme. We can do this, do that. We just say, well, take the nutrients and see how your body does. And, I even have a theory, I guess you'd say, that some of our customers may have had Lyme as part of their symptomatology, chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia and aches and pains, and they've never really been diagnosed. They take the products and things sort of settle out and sort themselves out. But I'll go to Ginny and ask her, what's our feedback in terms of Lyme? She's coming.
Here I am. On the Lyme's disease, we have a lot of people get breakthroughs. And I think the most difficult thing is really trying to get people to understand that they can. Mm-hmm. Because so many people have been convinced that it's just a hopeless situation, and it's not. So we do have good results when people settle in, they realize they're going to be using the products in a recuperative kind of consistent, responsible way. And then they make that commitment and they do it. They have great results. But it's one of those things where by the time people come to us with Lyme's, also sometimes they've already been through a couple different protocols and they're discouraged.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. And they've been told it's chronic. There's no treatment from the get-go. They're told that. They Google it and blah. But here are more words in the book. Let's look at the following list of Lyme symptoms, which are all similar to symptoms of yeast, overgrowth toxins, and nutrient deficiencies. So we've got fatigue, which is magnesium and B12 deficiency. So that you're getting in your REMAG and your Realign. Joint pain, that's magnesium, zinc, selenium, and B12 deficiencies. Achy, stiff, or swollen joints, that's magnesium, zinc, selenium, B12 deficiency. And you're getting your zinc and your picozinc, and also you're getting zinc in your rheumite. You're getting selenium in your rheumite. Lyme symptoms include flu-like symptoms, and that can be from dehydration, magnesium, zinc, and selenium deficiencies. Headaches, magnesium and B6 deficiency. You get your B6 and Reline. Dizziness, magnesium, zinc, selenium, and B12 deficiency. Sleep disturbances, magnesium, B5, and folate deficiencies, and you get those Bs in your Reline. Fever, night sweats, cognitive decline, vision changes are more specifically related to yeast toxins, but can be made worse by nutrient deficiency. So that's why we're able to say that our treatment protocols, you know, are, they can work with all these so-called Lyme symptoms, and people can overcome them. And here's some more words from this customer. She talks about how coupling Lyme with a virus and alpha toxin mold, and I guess those were some of her symptoms. So mold, virus, and the spirochete Lyme. I say supporting the body will help deal with invaders. People with Lyme, this is me talking, people with Lyme are treated with antibiotics, which may kill the Lyme spirochete but leave yeast overgrowth. The immune system is weakened and susceptible to viruses and bacteria. Mold is a cousin of yeast and is addressed in our yeast management protocol. If there's environmental mold, black mold, etc., I highly recommend using a small ozone generator in the home to eliminate the mold. And I have the reference to that in one of my my blogs you can Google. It's called More on Black Mold. Mm-hmm. So you put that in my name and find the ozone machine reference. The scenario followed, her scenario followed immediately after hip replacement surgery, which led into an inflammatory response, which mocked rheumatoid arthritis. And I said magnesium deficiency could have been created because many anesthetics are fluoride-based, and fluoride binds with magnesium, depleting it from the body, depositing brittle magnesium fluoride flakes into joints, tendons, and cartilage. And then she talked about being in bed for hours and researching. And then she found out about our work, began hydrating using Celtic sea salt. And she asked me about the Chinese meridians, how we talked about earlier, the divergent meridians diverting internal subclinical infections from the internal organs to the joints. So then I told her to read the Reset the Yeast Connection and told her the worst is over. And I yield my case.
Very good. Very good. Very good. And that is perfect timing and a perfect way to wrap up the show. The worst is over. We are here for you, as you've heard. And and the children are elated, and so is Rachel. We'll be back next week with another wonderful show. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being here and all the wonderful comments. And of course, Dr. Dean, we'll never let it go to her head, but we certainly hope you share it with your friends and family. Very important to keep each other healthy these days.
Awesome. Wonderful show. I just enjoy it.
Bye, Rachel.
Bye, Rachel. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to the Dr. Carolyn Dean Live Radio Show. For questions about today's broadcast, email Dr. Dean at questions@drcarolyndeanlive.com. That's questions@drcarolyndeanlive.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.